This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour here, and the phones are open as always. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want to talk about. And we've been talking about the so-called insurrection. Apparently tonight on Capitol, or the U.S. Capitol, they're having a candlelight vigil. They brought out the priests like Kamala Harris and these other government goons.
Maybe Joe Biden will come out with a city ordinance saying that nobody can picket in front of his house.
Well, they're definitely not allowing the average people in this event, like you can tell, because the photo shows only about maybe 5 or 6 dozen people that are participating. So it's obviously the elite class. It's the people who are in the, the government church. And you and I went to one of their buildings today, Bonnie. We were at the federal church in federal court church in New Hampshire in Concord. You were dropping off some paperwork there, and I asked you, doesn't it just look like a creepy church? Because you were looking up at this.
No, it's just so big.
Ridiculously tall, circular kind of structure. I don't know how to even describe it.
Yeah, this awning.
The window.
Metal and stone.
Yeah, it's not like stained glass and beautiful. It's this sort of ugly, institutional, but yet obviously kind of religious flavor to it. And so now they're holding a religious candlelight vigil for the poor, poor state that apparently was about to crumble under the weight of the unauthorized protesters on January 6th, which they want us to believe was some sort of in the words of one representative in the United States House, quote, brutal. That she was in fear for her life from the brutal demonstration that
she's a survivor. Yeah.
She's a survivor.
Right. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. So we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Alu Axelman is on the line calling us from the Liberty Block over at libertyblock.com. Hey, Alu.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Have you guys heard about House Bill 1189?
I have not. I mean, not by number, at least. What does it do?
Well, I've been trying to ask state reps for years if they would propose a simple bill, pretty much the same idea as an article I wrote about in 2018. I started writing about the concept of voluntarily funding the government, making government gangs raise money voluntarily without coercion. Like, us humans have to raise money. We can't put a gun to people's face. You have to convince them to donate to us by giving them value in exchange.
Yeah.
Like, I don't force people to buy my books. I ask them if they want to buy them, and if they do, they do. If they don't, I don't put a gun to their head, they could buy my books or not.
Yeah, that would be an amazing change. I mean, I've been saying that for years here as well. Like let's make the property tax a voluntary bill, and if you like the police department, you can send them a check. Or if you appreciate the road crew, then send them some money. Or at least, have some boxes that you can check on the tax bill saying, here's what I want my money to go towards, or something like that.
I asked a lot of reps, and I must have asked Julia Sodi, a great Liberty rep from Wyndham. I must have asked him a while ago, because a few months ago at a meeting, he told me that he is looking to propose a bill, and he did propose House Bill 1189. And Mike Yakubovich, who's one of my state reps, and Mark Warden, who I'm sure signed on as co-sponsors. So now he has three sponsors, and I think it could pass. It's a very simple bill. Julia Sodi was thinking of like a GoFundMe type thing, but I was thinking of it as more of an advertising type thing, because GoFundMe, it kind of implies that people would want to give money to the government, and most people are not very inclined to give more money to, violent criminals, government gangs. But what I was thinking, and he did put it in the bill, I just checked a few weeks ago before I wrote the article about this bill, he did say that he wrote separate parts of the bill for the state and the separate part for the municipalities, like towns and cities. So for the state, for both different types of government, it says the same thing. It says the governing body may approve suitable recognition of donations as they see fit. So pretty much that part of the bill will do is make it so that it's advertising, right? So people, the state government, so for instance, Dick Sununu for the state level or your town administrator or town or city mayor on the city level will negotiate with businesses, and the business will only donate $1 million if they get a plaque or a billboard or their big logo on the side of all of the fire department trucks. Make sense? So, for instance, I would do this. LibertyBlock.com would be happy to at least do a few $100 to put a big, you know, logo, beautiful purple and gold logo, LibertyBlock.com, on the side of all of my town's fire department vehicles. I would do that for a few $100 a month. And if that happens, that's fine. If someone outbids me, like Amazon has a place in Hooksett now as well, a delivery center. So if they outbid me, that's fine. It'll be more. And the bidding, obviously, there will be price discovery, and everything will have a value. So, for instance, our town has a few hundred vehicles, I think, but, you know, dozens, maybe a few hundred vehicles, a few buildings that we own, the town, the schools. Well, the outside of every building is a billboard, right? It's seen by people, meaning it's a billboard. All of the police cars that are driving around all day, the fire department trucks, all of our municipal trucks from Public Works, they're all rolling billboards. That's what we say in the ambulance industry. You're a rolling billboard, everyone sees you. So I'm sure they can raise $18 million, which is our town budget. And the state, for $3 billion or $6 billion, or the whole state budget of $6 billion, half comes from D.C., once we leave D.C., you know, even raising $6 billion is very easy. The state owns, what, thousands of buildings and vehicles? They're all billboards. If I gave you thousands of billboards, couldn't you raise $6 billion a year? Very easily, right? So this at least starts getting that process going. It's probably legal now, but this bill clarifies and encourages the state and municipalities to do this. So it's not a very radical bill, I don't think. It's got three Republican sponsors. They're the majority. It's not very radical. It just doesn't change anything, but it allows and clarifies and encourages state and city governments to be able to accept more money from donations and recognize the donors. So it's not very radical. So hopefully it can pass. That being said, if it does pass, you know, we can also say it's the first step to phasing out taxation, mandatory taxation, right? So in a sense, it's radical, but it's not a very radical bill. So I'm confident it can pass, and I'm hoping it does.
Now, it's hard, you know, I'm not an expert at reading these bills, but I do, you know, I did pull up the text of this thing here, HB 1189, here on the state, or actually the GenCorpMobile.com site. And it says here that the governing body of a municipality may establish, so they don't have to, a voluntary donation trust fund for which they may accept and credit voluntary donations of money to be used to A, reduce the amounts raised through property taxation. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
B, fund new or existing municipal road, bridge, or building construction projects. C, maintain parks. Or D, make other unauthorized expenditures, including election audit costs. Does that mean that any voluntary donations they receive have to reduce the amounts raised through property taxation, or that's just one of four different options?
That part does seem unclear, if I'm understanding you correctly. But what I'm hoping will happen is, for instance, on the state level, people will, when they give a donation, they can say, this is to be used for that purpose. For instance, I'm donating, you know, $100 per month to the state of New Hampshire. In exchange, and it'll be a contract, in exchange, I want you to put the Liberty Block logo 10 feet by 5 feet wide on the state house for 1 month. And hopefully it'll be a contract so they can't, like, take the money and use it to send police to my friend's house to punish them for crypto crimes.
I do see what you're saying, though. Regardless, it is a, you know, a step in the right direction, although I don't know how many people want to give extra money to the state government in this
case. If they aren't receiving any money at that time, people could still point to it as a way to say, why do you need to steal money from us? You have this other mechanism.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they already do this, right? So I've written articles about this. I'm working on a whole book called Taxation is Theft. I'm going to publish hopefully in a few months. I've talked about this for years. State governments, the city governments already do this. We have Sponsor a Highway, Adopt a Highway. 82 liquor stores run by the state government. They're raising billions of revenue. The lottery system raises, I believe, hundreds of millions or billions of revenue. So the state governments already, they understand, and that's what kills me. The state government understands they can raise money, like you and me, voluntarily without using force. But they still love using force.
Yeah. It's so much easier if you can just threaten to steal people's land and their property from them. You know, but it's
not unprecedented. They're already doing it.
No, that's true. I mean, here in Keene, one of the nicer parks is called Ashuelet Park, and there's a ton of sponsorships in that park. There's a ton of, like every brick that's laid along the paths all has, you know...
Somebody's name?
Yes, but brought to you by so-and-so family.
Yeah,
or
the bench has its own plaque.
Every bench has a plaque. The bridge was donated by a private company. So, and I believe there's even a volunteer crew that goes around and, you know, plants things in the springtime. And so it's really, it's the reason why it's a nice park is because it's a community, really, truly a community park. And the town government really has very little to do with it. Alu, can you hang on and talk about what's going on with the independence bill? I know you're Johnny on the spot on that issue. You got time?
Yes, sir.
All right, stand by here. Alu Axelman here with us. He is the publisher over at LibertyBlock.com and also the president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. And you want to talk about an exciting bill. There's one that's been filed that is historic, and we'll talk about that on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Appreciate what we do?
Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we are raising funds, by the way, for Give Directly. It's the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. Right now, we're raising funds for families in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in dire need of assistance. Over the last decade, the folks over at Give Directly have delivered $400 million, or a little more than that, I guess, to more than a million people. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, that cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to choose for them. So if that's what you prefer, we agree, and we are matching your donations up to a total of $30,000. So if you want to help out, head over to give.freetalklive.com, and you can send some funds, much-needed assistance there, and they do accept cryptocurrency donations, by the way. That's give.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio tonight, and I dare say, I think I speak for the whole studio when I think we all support the idea of New Hampshire independence. Am I right about that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, and so, amazingly, there has been a bill filed by some state representatives. In fact, I believe 7 state representatives filed Bill CACR 32, as it is called. Now, it's not an HB, because it's not a true House bill, because this is actually a proposed constitutional amendment here in New Hampshire, which the process for that is that 3/5 or 60% of the state House and state Senate have to vote for this in order for it to be placed on the ballot in 2022, and then 2/3 of the voters would then have to vote for it in order for it to pass, and in this particular case, it would result in the immediate declaration of independence, a peaceful independence for New Hampshire leaving the United States. And it wouldn't be we're just thinking about it. It'd be we're saying goodbye. See ya. It's over. And Alu, you've been...
It's not us, it's you.
Yeah, you've been keeping an eye on this pretty close over there at libertyblock.com, and you were the first person to actually catch wind of the hearing date that is going to be for this bill, because every bill gets a hearing, a public hearing in New Hampshire, which is one of the reasons why this is such a historic occasion. You know, and Aria suggested that maybe something like this might have happened back in Civil War times, but since then... there has not been something like this. In our lifetimes, there's never been the opportunity for the people to actually speak on the record publicly in favor or against secession, peaceful independence. And I'm just wondering, you know, what have you been hearing since this hearing date came out, Alu? Are you getting in touch with people? Have there been a lot of people who've committed to attending this? Are carpools being formed, plans being made? What's the latest?
Well, I got the email yesterday afternoon or something from Matt Santanastasa, one of the sponsors from the Kenya area by you. Mm-hmm. And I was busy. I was actually like flying back from Key West. I was down in paradise for 2 days. Thank God, beat the cold. But I was about to fly back. So I forwarded it to you and said, please get it out. I'm glad you guys mentioned it last night already. So I just got back and I'm exhausted today. So I've spoken to a few friends, and the few I spoke to said they're definitely going to go to the hearing. It is January 20th, Thursday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Of course, that's subject to change a little bit depending on all the bills that committee is going to have that day, because they have a bill scheduled for every hour or two, and it's hard to know how many people show up and how long it takes for a hearing, but at 3:30 it could be a little earlier. Most more likely will be later, but I would get there at 3:30 or as early as you can to get parking. I'll be there super early, and the committees, the sessions can go as late as the committee chairman and the committee wanted to. And when I spoke to Alberto Saro, the committee chairman, a few weeks ago, he said he doesn't like, or he never has scheduled a second day, no matter how many people show up to testify. And
I said, well,
Al, I don't know if you understand. We may have 1,000 people who want to speak for a few minutes, meaning you may, you know, have 50 hours of speaking testimony. So you may have to schedule a second day. And he said, nope, not this cowboy. I'm going to get my work done. My day, I'm not going to schedule it again.
All right. Well, Bonnie was suggesting to me last night off the air that we should record Free Talk Live for that day, and I was just blowing her off, saying, "Oh, well, we don't need to do that because you know we'll be back. They'll end the hearing at 5 o'clock, and you know we'll be back in time."
I don't want to miss any of it.
But yeah, now you're making me think twice. Like maybe we should record the show for that day, and then you know just in case this thing goes until midnight or whatever.
We won't do it for Christmas or Thanksgiving, but we'll do it for New Hampshire Independence Day.
Right. Hard to say. I mean, again, I'm not the most experienced. With this, I'm sure you have friends who know a little bit more about how hearings go. I've been to a few, and
some
go very long. But yeah, so you know, like some go long, but most of the time, at what 5 or 7 or 8, 10 p.m., they'll close it down for the day, right?
Most of the time, it's no later than 5. I mean, that's usually
really?
About because the reps have been there since 9 or 8, you know, 8 or 9 in the morning. Usually, most of the hearings start in the morning. So to have a 3:30 in the afternoon hearing, first off, is very unusual. It's going to allow more people to attend because there's going to be a lot of people who will, you know, libertarians, they don't like to get out of bed before noon, and they, all those people have no excuse now. They have to show up, so they can totally be there. And if he's saying he's committed to, you know, going into the night with this, this could be a very interesting and exhausting hearing.
You're right, because, I mean, realistically, the committee hearings, like you said, they're slated to have 5 or 6 bills that day, starting at probably around 9 a.m. There's no way he's going to force the rest of the committee members to stay after 5, 6,
well,
7,
that's
8
the
p.m.
thing. He can't force them.
They
and that's
can't.
That's one of the things about if he does continue the hearing, that's actually a bad thing because these guys are going to drop out. They're going to say, "Oh, I got to be home to make dinner for the kids," and then they're going to jet. But if this, you know, goes into another day on a different week, if they continue the hearing to a second week or whatever, then they might move it to a 9 a.m. start and just, you know, block off the whole day for it or something like that. And that might
exactly.
Might be
once they realize there are like a few hundred of us, maybe they'll start 9 a.m. and expect it to be the whole day for this hearing. Because, again, it all depends who shows up. I'm hoping a few hundred of us or a few thousand of us show up. If the people who care about independence and want to make their voice heard and want to see it go on the ballot all show up, because I know there are thousands of them in New Hampshire. If they all show up, then it will blow it up to Representatives Hall, hopefully. And now I did ask him where it'll be, because I know the State House, even though Republicans have control and they're not big on corona fascism, still apparently today there was a session and it was not in the State House, right? So I guess they're still afraid.
Yeah, they still, after 2 years, they still haven't brought back the full-on House hearings into the actual State House. They're having it in, like, football stadiums or whatever. Do you know where they were this time?
I don't know. Yeah. It was, I think, somewhere in Manchester. There's some other big venue. They're kind of hopping all around the state. But I thought it was, like, Republicans in control and not corona fascists, but who knows.
Well, that's the thing. The Republicans are split, right? Like, some of the Republicans are COVID cowards, and some of them are, you know, free of masks and, you know, on the liberty side.
Yeah,
so.
I assume the majority of them were pro-science and weren't corona fascists. But Al did say it'll be in the legislative office building, the hearing.
Wait, so we don't know exactly where?
Controls that hearing. That's why I asked him. I didn't know if it would be in Manchester or Dover. Like,
oh.
So I asked him, and he said it'll be at LOB.
Yeah, no, the hearings are happening at the legislative office building, at least as far as I know, and that's what some of the Democrats are upset about. They want to have all remote hearings and blah, blah, blah. But so to at least, the Republicans' credit, they have held their ground on the hearings, at least. Like, look, the people have a right to come out and be seen and be, you know, and speak to a room, not just connect on Zoom, and it's just totally
different. I think you won't come out, or if you leave early before people are done speaking, then you should lose your seat. You shouldn't get a vote.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Hey, Alu, thanks for the continuing updates on this, and I'm sure we'll be in touch, and thanks for the time tonight, man.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Alu Axelman from the Liberty Block. We continue with 603-283-6160. What do you want to talk about? Independence? Because it's on a lot of people's minds out there. People are talking about divorcing D.C.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden insists his speech marking the one-year anniversary of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol will not further divide America. In his speech, Biden putting the blame for the riot squarely on the shoulders of former President Donald Trump. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise disagrees and says Biden's speech was divisive.
When you look at what's going on today and just seeing the way Speaker Pelosi, President Biden, Kamala Harris are just trying to politicize this, try to compare it to the thousands who died on Pearl Harbor on September 11th, it just is very clear they want this to be a politicized day.
A funeral took place in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday for Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The former Secretary of State says we need to avoid the Winter Olympics.
With the Winter Olympics kicking off next month in Communist China, there's talk that America should boycott the Games this year because of China's human rights violations and blocking the truth about the origins of COVID-19 from Wuhan, China. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News spells out the case to boycott.
Look, I've been calling for us not to let our athletes go to Beijing for a long time now. We shouldn't prop up Xi Jinping. This will become known as the Genocide Olympics. What's taking place in Western China is nothing short of genocide. We shouldn't forget, too, this virus from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Almost certainly, that is, this virus was foisted on the world. But we're putting our athletes in a very difficult place. Imagine one of them wants to say something about Tiananmen Square, or they want to talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have officially released wide receiver Antonio Brown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Free Talk Live phones open. If you want to join us here, you can. The number 603-283-6160. What do you want to talk about? Secession. Independence. It's not just for New Hampshire, it's just that we're leading the way. And I want to see anybody who wants to be able to leave the United States take off. I think it should be, something that the individual should be able to do, but unfortunately most people wouldn't see that as legitimate, quote-unquote. It's going to be hard enough to get people on board with the idea of state secession, but we're working on it here in New Hampshire, and maybe it won't be as successful as a lot of us would like to hope. that it's going to be, or maybe it will be way more successful than some people are predicting.
We might get surprised.
There's only one way to find out, and that is to press forward with this thing. Presuming that the state reps do not gut this bill in some way, or quote-unquote lay it on the table, basically make it a dead letter, there are some dirty tricks that they could try to pull, but as Alu Axelman points out, if we pack the chamber full of people, if there are dozens or over 100, maybe a few hundred people that show up to this thing on January 20th in New Hampshire, it's going to put some serious pressure on these politicians. The politicians, you got to understand, these people want to be liked. They really, really want people to like them, especially the local New Hampshire state rep politicians. They literally are the most representative body in the United States as far as politics is concerned. I don't buy the scam of representation. I don't believe that for a moment. I think that's a joke.
It doesn't make sense that one person can represent the opinion of, 30,000 people in New Hampshire?
It's only about 3,000.
Oh, 3,000? That's crazy.
No, you can't represent the opinions of two people, let alone 3,000. Or 300 or whatever. But as far as the number of people that they quote-unquote represent in New Hampshire, it's very, very small. It's, 400 state reps into 1.3, 1.4 million people. You do the math, and it's only a few thousand per representative district. You run into these people. If you're going to the grocery store, the person who is your quote-unquote representative, there's a good chance that they're in that same grocery store or they shop there.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what they look like, you're going to run into them. At some point, it's very, very likely. Some of these people are your literal neighbors, and
you see their license plates all the time. They have the state rep license plates.
Yeah, they got a special plate that actually gives them permission to speed and break traffic laws when they're going to the state.
Is that right?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And to not have to pay for parking.
Yeah, that's true. They're exempt. They've got a special assigned parking space at the state.
Funny, I got smoked by an orange 911 on Route 93 there, and I think that was.
Was it a state rep?
Yeah, the big guy there. What's his name? He owns a collection agency.
Oh, Jason Osborne.
Yes.
All they have to say is that they're going to the state house for quote unquote business.
I figured who that had to be just because I know he's had fast cars in the past, and I see an orange 911 with a state rep plate, and he's doing about 110.
And you're referring to a guy who is actually the sponsor of Free Talk Live a decade ago, more than a decade ago. One of our earliest, biggest sponsors. He is now the speaker. Is he the speaker? House Majority Leader.
Yeah, he holds, according to the Democrats who hate the Free State Project, he's the one that's got Sununu in a chokehold, and
he's got some serious influence.
They wrote Sununu and Jason Osborne. They wrote an article together. So
no, you're thinking of Jason Sorens, who's the founder of the Free State Project.
Yeah, I had them mixed up.
But yes, two different Jasons. Jason Osborne has been very, very successful at working the political system, and so have a lot of the other Free Staters. A lot of them are in positions of influence and positions of power in the state house, and that's only a good thing. So we're talking about the idea of independence. Just a couple of comments from our chat room. We've got multiple different streams that we're streaming out there on video services. Some of the people in YouTube chat, Bikers on Call says, this issue is incredibly complex. I love the idea. We need so many states to secede, but the reality is that it will never happen. And again, I would love to be wrong, he says.
So I just think some people just love to be negative, or it makes them feel safe. Nothing can change my worldview. Nothing's going to change.
But he wants to be wrong, he says.
Well, yeah, but it's still too scary. The unknown is still too scary to him.
Maybe that's what's at the root of it. You might be right. I mean, certainly his words don't suggest
that. Most people are not brave, even men.
Hmm.
I'm a lot more brave than most men. I seriously think I am.
And I think that the reality is you need to change your attitude about it. Because if your belief is that it will never happen, then
it
probably will never happen. But if people actually believe that something is possible, then that changes everything. It is totally the most important aspect, is getting people to change their beliefs.
Believe it.
Right. And that's really ultimately what this particular bill is supposed to do, is to get people to talk about independence, is to get people to talk about secession. I mean, I don't think anyone actually really thinks it's going to work the first time out. I mean, I think it's possible. I think that if enough people pack this hearing, if this bill gets through that committee and enough people in the state reps hear from their constituents and the people tell them, look, we want to just vote on this. That's all they have to do is pass this bill so people can vote on it. That's it. They're not voting on secession. They're not voting on independence. They're voting on putting it on the ballot so people can have a say. And so that's a much easier, much more politically acceptable thing to ask for. So I think it could pass. I don't think that, you know, if it's 10 people that show up, it's probably not going to.
Right.
But if it's 100, if it's 200, if people, you know, if hundreds of people call the state reps, then it does have a chance. But it really is all about what people believe. And if right now only 20% of New Hampshire actually believe it's possible to secede, that's actually, I consider, a good starting point.
I was going to say, that's a big number. That's a nice big number. That'd be great if that's the truth.
Because then there's going to be people who are on the fence, and they need to be convinced. And
there's going to be a whole bunch of people who think it's a joke. And I think that I think a good turnout might
take it seriously.
Yeah, it could go both ways, too, because some of them might be like, oh, my God, they might revolt against it. Mm-hmm. And other people might be like, oh, my God, could this actually happen? Can I live in a different country than the United States,
yeah,
right here in North America? You know, that'd be pretty cool.
I definitely think people need to be respectful and, on their best behavior in this committee, because we're not here to, you know, argue that we won't be there to argue that we want the state to secede. We'll be there to argue that these people need to give us a voice, and that's all we want. I just don't want, you know, it to end up like nine people arrested at the, you know.
That's pretty rare. I mean, of all the years I've been testifying at
2021,
the state house, I've never seen that happen.
Well, house bills, maybe not yet, but I'm just saying, you know, in 2021, there was lots of incidents like that.
Well, one thing's for sure, you don't get to control who shows up to these things. So anytime you've got a public activism opportunity, any Yahoo, including, you know, federal agents, can show up undercover and make a real fool of themselves and, you know, make you look bad if you're on their side.
Then the peaceful people need to just, like, shun him. Like, mm-hmm. You know, don't get riled up. Control your emotions.
Yeah, we don't know you.
Yep.
Who are you? Where'd you come from?
You can usually spot them.
Mm-hmm. Army boots.
Yeah.
Buzz cut.
The buzz cut.
Thick sweatshirt, so you know they have like something underneath it, like maybe a
sunglasses. They got sunglasses.
Right. They're in shape.
You're thinking of like body armor?
Body armor, yeah, there we go. Buzz cut, yeah.
So, let's see. The other comment here, Edwin Lundstrom says, Texit is more likely, but it won't happen here either.
It's not more likely. I lived in Texas. It was just like never a conversation, and if it ever did come up, it was like, my crazy uncle, he thinks we should secede. Oh, my God, that's crazy. That's like the extent of it. I've lived in Texas for the largest part of any state I've ever lived in.
Well, there were a lot of people that signed a petition back in 2012 after Obama took office in Texas. I think they got to 100,000 signatures asking for the federal government to answer the question of, well, what about Texas? Can Texas secede? And, of course, Obama...
Well, then they're already failing because it's in their constitution that they can secede.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, Obama's official response was, we settled that with the Civil War.
So you're asking the federal government if you can secede, even though it's in your constitution. I'm pretty sure that's never going to happen in that state.
Right. That is a failure right out the gate in Texas. Now, you know, I do want to see Texas have success at this. I want them to be able to secede. So, again, it is really all about belief. But
yeah, I don't want to say never, but I think that New Hampshire would come way before Texas.
Well, that's the thing. They had a bill last year, but it was only a resolution, and it didn't even get into a committee. It got killed politically. So you don't get hearings for bills in Texas like you do.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, we've got Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
And I do want to say thank you to Paul, who is a supporter of the new AMPS program. He's gold level, which means that Paul's contributing at least $10 a month to AMPS. You can join as well over at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Support, and Promote. Free Talk Live to help us get Free Talk Live on more great radio stations around the country. We've got over 195 stations now. So, and I should also welcome our newest affiliate. I forgot to say hello to them. So want to say hello to KWBG on AM and FM in Boone, Iowa, which is right outside of the city of Des Moines. So welcome to our new listeners. We actually used to be on in Boone a long time ago on a different station, so it's great to be back on in the market, and we are there all, well, not all 7 nights, but 5 nights a week. So
weeknights.
Yeah, all 3 hours per night live. So welcome if you're just tuning into Free Talk Live for the first time. Actually, I don't know if you are because they're a sports station. They, you know, air sports games. So I don't know. Are we in the middle of baseball's not on right now, right?
Football isn't over because.
But there's no football game on tonight, so
spring training should be starting soon.
So yeah, I'm guessing we're probably on. If we are on, you want to test us out, feel free. It's open phones every single night here. Whatever you're interested in talking about, we're a national radio show. You can come on here, and you know, people all around the country and around the world will hear you.
But the Super Bowl is in February, so shouldn't football be happening right now?
Weekends.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And Monday night football, I think.
Just running bread and circus constantly now. Isn't there always something going on that's sports related?
That's what it seemed like when Ian was in jail. It was always the
They were
Red
baseball
Sox.
Games on at the time that I was in jail, though.
Yeah.
So that's why.
The time.
But, well, it's summertime, though.
Yeah.
Like spring and summer.
Yeah, I thought it was baseball.
But in the winter, it's basketball, hockey, and football.
Right. Well, anyway, welcome aboard to KWBG there in Boone, Iowa. Our number is 603-283-6160. Kazakhstan. We need to get into this story because it's pretty wild. What caught my attention yesterday was the fact that their Capitol building was set ablaze. And that's going to catch anybody's attention. And apparently caught the government of Kazakhstan's attention because they resigned on Wednesday, as according to TheHill.com, demonstrators set fire.
Is that true, though? Because I've been hearing that they've been calling for the president to step down. So how did the whole government resign, but yet there's still a president?
Well, maybe the president didn't resign. I don't know. I mean, I don't have all the details, but I'll share with what they have at The Hill, and then we'll get into more on it from The Sun. But they are protesting rising fuel prices and the political hold of former President Nursultan Nazarbayev. Videos throughout the country showed protesters yelling, "Old man, go away!" And gunshots were heard while public buildings were burned in the city of Almaty, according to Reuters. All cabinet members resigned in response to the outburst, but protesters still left a path of destruction. Police were seen using water cannons and stun grenades against the demonstrators.
Old man, go away is a very relatable phrase.
The protests were triggered by a spike in fuel prices and the three-decade rule of Nazarbayev, who still has control over his party and is in charge of the Security Council. The current president, whose name is Kasym Jomart Tokayev, was picked by the former president, according to Reuters.
Wow, they didn't even get to vote for him?
That's not clear. Calls to attack premises of civilian and military agencies are absolutely illegal, the current president said in response to the protests. This is a crime, and legal punishment may follow.
I think they're past caring what's illegal if they're burning down the Capitol building. Killing cops.
Almaty's police chief, Kanat Tamirdanov, said in a statement, 120 vehicles have been burned, 500 civilians have been injured, and dozens of businesses have been destroyed. Now, I always feel bad when protesters don't focus. You know, focus your efforts on the real problem. KFC, you know, even if they're run by some mega corporation, they're still not your oppressor.
Yeah.
It's the government.
The cashier at KFC is not your enemy.
Yeah, they're probably your neighbor.
I'm sure a big, at least a large load of the people that attacks businesses during protests weren't actually protesting. They're just taking advantage of the chaos.
Right, to loot and things like that. But there's another story here from the U.S. Sun. Kazakhstan has erupted in flames during an uprising which has seen three cops beheaded by mobs in the street. Russian quote-unquote peacekeeping tanks and troops are now being sent into Kazakhstan by Vladimir Putin to help crush the protests, which began on Sunday over a sharp rise in the price of fuel.
Let's just hope Borat keeps his head down for a while.
That's right, he's from there, right?
I was asking, isn't he from there, or was he from a made-up place?
No, he's from Kazakhstan. They have superior potassium there.
In total, 13 police have been killed as of the writing of this article, and the Kazakh government said the severing of three officers' heads proved that riots were of a, quote, terrorist character, unquote. It's not yet known if the rioters decapitated the victims while they were still alive or mutated their bodies after they died. It's also not known if they weren't set there by the government themselves.
That's true.
Some 350 153 law enforcement officers were wounded in Flashpoint City, Almaty, and around 2,000 protesters have been detained. Russia has sent in 3,000 troops to Kazakhstan and around 500 to Belarus.
I was wondering how that would go because I saw a picture of where Kazakhstan is exactly today.
Right on the border
it's
of
on
Russia.
The border of Russia and China. So I was wondering how that would go. Like, are those countries getting scared about this?
Yeah, Russia has invaded. One video, well, they're quote-unquote helping. But one video shows protesters outside a hospital forming a human shield, apparently angry that wounded police were getting priority over demonstrators.
Oh.
They demanded, quote, no treatment for cops,
dang,
unquote. And that is going a lot farther than just some peaceful protests,
correct?
And, you know,
yeah,
people chanting a, things.
I'm surprised they're being that direct about it. I mean, I'm surprised there are people out there who understand that police are the protectors of the ruling class that are affecting them. Police are the ones that are actually doing the attacking on the behalf of the ruling class.
It seems a lot more direct oppression in their countries. I mean,
sure.
it is direct oppression in our country. Like I said earlier, it's just as bad, but they are so more sly about hiding it. That in Kazakhstan, the old president that they don't like picked the president that they have now.
Yeah, so the corruption is more blatant, and that is going to create a different response, for sure. They don't.
These people are comfortable in America. And
yes, there is that, too.
Confused. Corruption's pretty blatant here, too.
Well, to people who are looking.
Yeah, that's true. You do have to be paying attention. And that's why the media, I think, and all their coverage of this January 6th quote-unquote insurrection is still working on people because there's people that just don't know what the truth is. They've never looked into it themselves.
They're surrounded by idiots.
Yeah,
they've got to be surrounded by morons.
They just believe whatever it is that the people on the news say. They actually believe politicians.
They make it things as confusing as possible, too. So if somebody isn't interested, then they're like, I'm going to look into this. They'll just immediately get, never mind, that's confusing.
Let's see here. So the cameras, I guess there's some shocking video showing the bodies of dozens of protesters killed in the unrest. Corpses in the mortuary of Almaty indicate the scale of the carnage. Commentary on the footage says the corpses, the bodies of protesters, different ages, young people. These are all protesters, adult, young, very young. The camera shows one corpse up close. This one had surgery. Stitches can be seen, but he died despite this. Overnight police spokesman admitted the slaughter of dozens of protesters. So there's definitely, you know, violence on both sides of this. And videos also show widespread looting, of course, with 7 hypermarkets totally empty of goods in the country's worst ever mass unrest. One gun shop was looted and weapons were stolen when rampaging protesters overran the Almaty branch of the National Security Committee, which is the state secret service.
Wow.
The equivalent of the Russian FSB. So this is basically like the FBI or the Secret Service here in the United States. The entire building was overrun by protesters. Meanwhile, Russia and other ex-Soviet states are sending in the military reinforcements, as they mentioned here.
Did you say they're sending people into Belarus, too?
That's what the Russians are doing, for whatever reason, yeah.
Huh.
Let's see here. It's undermining the integrity of the state, said the president, Kasym Jomart Tokayev, saying he blamed terrorist bands, but there are literally thousands of people in the streets. I was just looking at video footage of gas workers that were going on strike together over this. So, I mean, this isn't just some sort of riffraff that's in the streets causing trouble.
Do you think Ceausescu ever called the protesters in Romania terrorists before they... Ceausescu?
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, he was the dictator of Romania for many, many years, and finally one day everybody got fed up and just went out and got him. They lined him up in an alleyway with his wife and gunned both.
Wow.
That was, 1989 or something, or 1990, something like that. Nicolae Ceausescu.
Mm. I hope this isn't some kind of, you know, deep plot to get, you know, a reason for Russia to invade Ukraine. Just because it's all close together, and I don't know, they could come up with some lie. You know, we have to get a troops in Belarus, Ukraine, Kazakhstan.
We got more coming up here, yeah. So it could be a Russian plot. I don't know. This seems like people who are really pissed, legitimately at a, you know, once again, all governments are terrible. So theirs is awful. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.